egg is dripping down Jeff Colt's bare back as he stands in the kitchen of the Greenleaf Hut.
I hope the eggs are all intact. I didn't fall, but I did definitely feel one cracked egg on my shoulder.
Such is the peril of carrying about 28 pounds of eggs, along with 50 pounds of other food. Colt is the hut master at Greenleaf. He arrived with boxes of food strapped to a packboard. A packboard is, well, an ergonomic nightmare. It's basically a straight wooden frame with straps. But it's used because you can stack box after box so high it looks like you're carrying a small apartment building. It's Wednesday. That's a resupply day, and Colt's just finished the 2.9-mile hike up the old bridle path. It includes a stretch known as Agony Ridge because it's steep and rocky and often tuckers out hikers with 10-pound day packs. Colt figures he carried almost 80 pounds, a bit more than he hoped, and minutes after he arrives, he's unpacking it.
So, brought up 15 dozen eggs, that box of produce that's on the counter there, which looks like an assortment of, well, two big bags of lettuce with, I think they have 8 or 10 heads each, probably 12 peppers, a few onions in this box.
Lots and lots of food gets lugged up to the AMC huts. AMC's 8 huts serve meals between June and October. Last year, the food crews carried into the mountains included 2,300 pounds of beef, 700 pounds of mozzarella cheese, 1,200 pounds of pork loin, and 173 turkeys, weighing about 3,000 pounds. Usually, there are 4 crew members at the hut. They take turns being cook of the day. Colt says their culinary experience varies greatly.
This is a real fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants operation in terms of learning to cook.
But there's a secret ingredient that provides a safety net for ravenous guests. As preparations are underway for dinner, that secret ingredient sits on a kitchen table in the middle of the hubbub. It's a well-used, thick binder full of recipes. It's for hut, not haute, cuisine. It's designed so that anybody who can follow directions can cook. And Colt says sometimes experienced cooks, like moms, find some of the directions alarming.
I remember one time when my mom was up at Lonesome Lake Hut visiting me. I was cooking lasagna that night, and I was getting ready to assemble my lasagna. And with our lasagna recipe, you don't cook the noodles beforehand. They cook right in the pan. And my mom just had a panic attack. She's like, I won't let you serve this to the guests. Like, that's not going to cook, Jeff. You need to cook the noodles beforehand. I was like, Mom, I know that the cookbook would tell me that if that were the case. It's such a straightforward effort that I know there's no curveballs in here.
Dinner courses are set through the week. They're the same at all the huts. So hikers going from hut to hut will have something different each night. But the cook of the day has lots of flexibility with other parts of the meal, says crew member Morgan LaPointe.
We start dinner with soup every night. I'm making black bean soup. And then we bring out bread. I made a cheesy garlic bread. That is followed by salad. It's usually a pretty simple salad. We generally make a sort of an herb vinaigrette for our salad dressing, mostly because I think that that's what the crew thinks is the most delicious. And then the main entree course is a turkey, which is in the oven. For the two vegetarians here tonight, I think I'm going to make falafel. So I've got some chickpeas out. And what comes after that? Oh, there'll be cranberry sauce and peas with the turkey. And then for dessert, pie, which I need to check.
Greenleaf can handle 48 hikers. They sit at 4 long tables. And they're summoned to meals by everything from a trombone solo to kitchen-based percussion instruments. It's all family style, with dishes passed around the table.
Came up falling waters, but
dinner ends with applause and offers of dessert and coffee. Then dishes are cleared, and the crew members plop down at a table in the kitchen for their dinner. All the lights are out at 9:30. And about 5 a.m., Colt is up. He's the cook of the day, making oatmeal and donuts and pancakes and bacon. And as soon as breakfast is over, it's time for him to start working on dinner. For Foodstuffs, this is Chris Jensen.